From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says he was disappointed to learn that former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn had withheld information from him and stressed that he supported President Donald Trump's decision to ask Flynn to resign last week. Meantime, Pence said Monday, in the wake of Russia's efforts to redraw international borders by force, "We will, speaking of the U.S., continue to support efforts in Poland and the Baltic states through NATO's Enhanced Forward Presence Initiative."
And as I assured the Secretary General in our meeting today, in the wake of Russian efforts to redraw international borders by force, the United States will continue its leadership role in the Enhanced Forward Presence Initiative and other critical joint actions.
Pence says the United States will continue to hold Russia accountable, but President Donald Trump has directed a search for ways to find new common ground with Russia. U.S.-backed Iraqi forces have launched a military air strike and ground offensive attack aimed at driving out the Islamic State from the western part of Mosul. Jesu Semen Oni reports.
Hundreds of troops and tanks and armored vehicles backed by air power rolled across the desert towards western Mosul. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi announced the start of the battle in a televised speech, calling it a new dawn.
"We call on our brave troops to start the push to liberate the rest of the city and to liberate people from the oppression and terrorism of Islamic State."
It's the latest phase in a four-month-old effort to free Mosul from Islamic State. Last month, Iraq declared eastern Mosul fully liberated. However, ISIS has continued to launch attacks there, including a suicide bombing in the hours following the start of Sunday's offensive.
That's Jesu Semen Oni reporting. This is VOA News. The Russian ambassador to the United Nations, Vitaly Churkin, has died at the age of 64. Russian media reported that he died in New York. No other details were immediately available. Diplomatic tensions are rising between North Korea and Malaysia in the aftermath of the apparent assassination of the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea's envoy to Kuala Lumpur called for a joint probe into the death of Kim Jong-nam.
"And at the moment, we cannot trust the investigation by the Malaysian police, even though its result would be obtained. It only increases the doubt that there would be someone else's hand behind the investigation."
Malaysia's health minister says the autopsy results on Kim could be released as early as Wednesday. Somalia faces an unprecedented drought that experts say could lead to famine if rain fails again. Millions are at risk amid massive die-offs of livestock. Jason Patinkin reports from the northern Somaliland region.
Even the hyenas will not eat the carcasses of Mohammed Adan Gulid's livestock. There is too little meat on the bones of the sheep, goats, and camels which litter the parched landscape after a year of drought. Herds of animals are dying across Somalia following two failed rainy seasons. Here in Somaliland in the northwest, at least 40% of goats and sheep have perished, more than 10 million animals. If April's rains fail again, people may be next. For millions in Somalia, surviving the drought is a race against time. Jason Patinkin for VOA News in Burao, Somaliland.
A ceasefire in eastern Ukraine aimed at halting fighting between Ukrainian government forces and Moscow-backed separatists went into effect Monday. Ukrainian officials, however, warn it is at risk of falling apart. Under the ceasefire announced in Munich by Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, both sides are supposed to abide by the two-year Minsk agreement and withdraw heavy weaponry from the front lines. The two previous ceasefires in the conflict that has left nearly 10,000 people dead lasted for a little more than a day. And was there a terrorist attack in Sweden Friday night? Well, no, but U.S. President Donald Trump seemed to suggest there had been, leaving Swedes baffled by just what the new American president might have meant by an offhand remark. At a campaign rally in Florida, Mr. Trump alluded to past terrorist attacks in Europe linked to the open borders immigration. But there were no high-profile terror-linked events in the Scandinavian country on Friday night. Trump, he attributes that to a television report. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.